Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Joining us at this time, the founder and director of the Evolution Mallorca International Film Festival, Sandra Lipsky. Sandra, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me, Matt.
Oh, it's a real pleasure to have you, and very exciting because this year marks the 10th anniversary of the Evolution Mallorca International Film Festival. You know, how would you introduce this festival to our listeners who may not be familiar with it? Can you tell us a little bit about its history and mission statement?
Sure. Well, the festival is an international film festival in the beautiful island of Mallorca. And I always like to say it's sort of a Mediterranean Sundance or rain dance. So it has independent cinema and new talent that's coming in that we're promoting. But we also have a lot of panels and industry events where more established people in the industry also come and they do talks and they inspire young filmmakers. So that's kind of what we're about. And our mission statement is bridging cultures, bridging people.
So how would you say over these 10 years the festival has grown?
Well, I think a lot of growth has taken place, not only in the festival, but only for me as a director and the way I'm guiding the whole event and producing it. I think it's just such a big learning curve. When you start something off and you're all spontaneous about it and eager, which I still am, but just in a different way, I guess. I think what has changed is that just more people know about it. We have a bigger following and there's more of an excitement now towards it because it's just that, yeah, I think we just have a bigger audience. And because it is international, also the submissions that we get, you know, this year they came from like 85 countries, which is pretty insane.
To think
that people are sitting all over the world sending us their movies and want to come to the island. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. And actually, you know, I read also that this is now the longest physical film festival in the region, which, you know, brings me to my next question. Mallorca is a beautiful place, but I'd like to know a little bit more about it. What do you feel makes Mallorca such a great, appropriate setting for a festival like this? And how do you feel also it fits in with the cultural fabric of the region?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I was born in Berlin, but I grew up in Mallorca, so I consider myself kind of half Spanish, and then I've lived in the United States for a long time. So I'm kind of this international citizen, and that's what I bring to the festival, and that's also what the festival brings to the island. I mean, this island is, you know, smack in the middle, like right in the Mediterranean, and the access towards Europe and all the major cities is amazing. You can literally find a flight everywhere every day. And I think the connection that it has to these big cities just really infuses it with different cultures and people. And it's just a really big mix here. And I think the festival is just the right event for that.
And so let's talk about the 2021 edition of this festival. Now, when exactly will it be taking place?
It will take place October 27th until the November 2nd.
Excellent. And this is a question that's very much related to the times that we've lived in. And I guess also just to avoid any misunderstandings, but will it be a physical edition?
Yes, it will be a physical edition. We will have all our screenings in cinemas this year. Last year, we also took place, but we just had to kind of reinvent the festival a little bit last year. Well, we did have a physical edition as well, but this year will be 100% physical with an additional online program that will also be on a Spanish streaming platform.
Okay, so there will be also, I guess, an additional online program kind of with maybe highlights from the program, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we pretty much open it up to the filmmakers who are selected to the program, and we offer them the chance to also screen on the online streaming platform. Some people do it and some don't. They all have personal preferences of where their festival strategy is going. So it's not a direct reflection of the program that's going to be screening in cinemas, but a very big portion of it.
So let's get into the program itself a little bit more. What can we say about this year's program? Is there anything exciting that you also maybe would like to kind of highlight?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, we have so many things happening. I think it's easier to first highlight the sections that we have and how much they cover. So we have an international feature film, documentary, short film section. We have experimental films, We have a music videos section. And then we have a special section also that's called Made in Balearic, which are the filmmakers who make movies here on the Balearic Islands, which is not only Mallorquin or Spanish filmmakers, but actually international people, expats who live here and make movies here. So those are sort of our sections. And then, I mean, our opening night film, which we'll screen at our beautiful venue, which is at the Opera House here in Palma on the 27th of October, is Pan de Limón con Semillas de Amapola, which means lemon cake with poppy seeds. And it's after a famous book of the same name. And it was shot here in Mallorca last year by the Spanish director Benito Zambrano. So we're very excited to open the festival with this film.
Yes, and I also understand that the festival will be honoring one of my favorite filmmakers of all time with its Evolution Honorary Award, Wim Wenders. Is that true?
That's true, yes. We are very excited about that. We've been giving out the honorary award for about 6 years now. Our first one went to Danny DeVito, then Marisa Paredes, who is a very big Pedro Almodovar actress, got one too. And this year we're giving it to Wim Wenders, who's just such an icon in the international industry of documentaries and narrative features. So this is going to be very exciting.
Another thing that I wanted to ask you about, and I know that, you know, as we're recording this, we don't know who will be the recipients of these awards, but I was kind of intrigued. The Vision and Icon Awards, what can you tell me about this? These awards?
So the Icon Award for us represents just an iconic figure in the industry. It previously went, for example, to Melissa Leo, who is a Academy Award winning actress, but she won for her supporting role in The Fighter. And she is just such an iconic woman, taking on roles that for about strong women, and probably also in a way where not a lot of actresses would take on these roles because they're so, you know, harsh and different. So she just feels like a trailblazer to us. And that's what an icon is. And then the Vision Award just goes to a filmmaker who reflects the vision of the festival, which is bridging cultures, bridging people. We gave it, for example, a couple of years ago, we gave it to the director Asif Kapadia, who made the amazing documentary about Amy, for example, and won the Oscar for that. And just to honoring their vision of being inclusive and diverse, that's what we're looking for.
Do you feel that the festival is also important? And I guess we also kind of mentioned how it can be in previous answers, but I'd like to know more. Do you feel that it's also important for the industry?
Oh, very much so. Yes. So about 5 years ago, we started to really emphasize the Producers Club, which is sort of the umbrella under which our workshops and pitch forums and sort of talent campuses take place. And we're very much about developing that every year. And that's where we invite producers and financiers and writers, directors to really bring a great education forum to the festival. So this has been really, really well received.
So what's the best way that people can keep up with all things Evolution?
Yeah, we have our Instagram account, which is at Evolution Mallorca Film Festival. And we post there every day. And you get all the news there, and you can kind of also go back in time and check out previous editions. And then, of course, there's our website, evolutionfilmfestival.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. So I think if you just Google Evolution Film Festival, you'll find us right away.
Awesome. Well, Sandra, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. Thanks very much, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Matt. It was a pleasure.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.